Welcome once again to the Forgotten Word Radio Program. I'm Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries, www.forgottenword.org. We're going to finish up today on our Mormon series, talk a little bit about what the attraction is to Mormonism, and we'll finish up with from there. From personal experience, past experience talking with other with Mormons, also with talking with a lady actually who used to work for me who was not a Christian. She was having a lot of trouble, her and her family. They were having trouble between the husband and the wife and the kids and the husband, the kids and the mother. Things just weren't going the way that she thought they should be. They've started visiting, I should say, a lot of churches, looking for answers. And they settle upon the Mormon Church, Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And when I asked her, she came to work one day and told me about it. And when I asked her why, she settled on that particular branch, that particular belief. Her answer was because of their family values. They were so attracted to the teachings of the Mormons as far as family, the way they show their love, their respect, their manners, their lifestyle. And she felt like that particular belief had more to offer than any other one as far as what could be done for her family. Now, keep in mind, she didn't say anything about joining the church to find Jesus Christ. She joined the Mormon Church because of their family values. And they are huge, huge on family values. That's one of their big attractions. It might be one of the biggest things that they actually advertise and push. They push a very moral lifestyle. But their family values, the family unit, is a humongous advertising thing for the Mormon Church, and that's what attracts a lot of people to it. It's sad that people will join any kind of religious belief strictly for that purpose. The deception of the whole thing is that once they join the church, they're told what they have to do and believe and how they have to be. But they show it with such love that these people just fall for it. I know that in the case of this family, their son went on a mission trip and everything. I mean, they jumped right in there, and boy, they just went for it. It's sad that there's such deception within the Mormon Church as to what they believe and how they bring it about. But what I want to close today with is a plea to Mormons, a plea to those people out there who are thinking about getting and studying the Mormons to maybe become a part of that that group, the Mormon in Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. All of the wonderful family values, all of the love your neighbor as yourself, all of the friendly, honest, happy lifestyle that they teach, all of these things are wonderful in themselves, and they're a wonderful attribute that really you got to respect them for. You should have respect for that part of their beliefs, respect for those things and those people that can live that way. That's a very respectful thing, and I admire that. I admire that in the Mormon people. They truly are wonderful people as far as to talk to be around. They're friendly, they're loving, they're kind, they're honest. Seem to be just wonderful people. But that in itself is certainly not going to be enough. The scripture, the Holy Bible, the Word of God, Jehovah, says that you have to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. repent of your sins, turn from your ways, accept Jesus for who he is and what he's done, sin no more, and you will be saved. That's what you have to do. Now, you can't do that in the Mormon church. That's where the sadness of this whole thing comes about, is that you cannot do what the Lord has commanded you to do in the Mormon church. Because, as we've said in the past shows here, programs, they believe that Jesus is the spirit brother of Lucifer. That Jesus was a polygamist. I mean, my lands, folks. They believe all the things that they have taught, and the things we've pointed out about their false prophecies or teachings, they cannot come to Christ from that approach. You can't do it. And Jesus made it very plain, didn't he? Now listen to me, you Mormon people. Listen to me. This is important. Listen up. Jesus Christ of the Bible said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Are you hearing what I said? Jesus made it very plain that he is the only way. He is the only avenue you can take to get to heaven. Your belief in anything else or everything else to combine together is not going to get you access to heaven. I'm sorry that it's that way for you, but it is. It was that way for me one time. I didn't believe. But when I gave my heart to Jesus, my life changed. My mindset changed. Basically, a lot of things about me changed that I didn't purposely go out to change them. And that's what I want to portray to you folks, this picture, so you can understand it. You don't have to quit being nice. You don't have to quit doing mission work. You don't have to quit having a good family values. The difference will be is that you'll have all these things for the true Christ, the true Jesus of the Bible, instead of a false Jesus. You won't follow Joseph Smith's teachings anymore. You won't follow Brigham Young's teachings anymore, or any other prophets that's come along with the Mormon church anymore. You will be listening to the mighty Word of God and following Christ himself. And you'll still be able to do all the ones, and now you can go out on a mission field for Christ, because you'll have the love of Christ in your heart. Not the love like you're experiencing now. Mormon people can't have the love of Christ in their heart because they don't know how to get to him. They don't believe in him. They got love in their heart, but it's for the teachings of the church. Their love, the Mormon people portray, is for their church. And we can't do that. We can love our church, but that's not enough. We have to love Jesus Christ first and foremost, before anything else. That's what the Lord has told us. It's what he taught us. And he warned us for 3 years. He told us, "Did I not warn you?" For 3 years, Jesus told us about false prophets, about false preachers and teachers who would come along. And they've been doing it. They've been coming along, folks, for years, and they're still coming along. It's sad, isn't it? It's truly sad that we follow man. The Mormons say that you can go on to become a god. There's a lot of purported Christian ministers, supposed Christian ministers, who say the same thing, that you can be a god. I am a god. No, no, no. See, there's a lot of similarities to the false teachings in the Christian church today, and Mormon and the Mormonisms and what they teach. A lot of correlating things that both beliefs are practicing, and they're false. And that's my plea to the Mormon people today, is that you will take time out. Just take a few days and take time out from the teachings of the Mormon church. What have you got to lose? You got a lot to gain, nothing to lose. So take a few days and say, this week, I'm not going to read the Book of Mormon. I'm not going to read the Doctrine of the Covenants, the Pearl of Great Price, whatever it is. And I'm going to read the Holy Bible and only the Holy Bible. And I'm going to start with the Book of John in the first New Testament. And then I'm going to go to Matthew and I'm going to read through the New Testament. And see who Jesus Christ truly is. I'm going to think about it. And I'm also going to do another thing. I want you to pray to the Holy Spirit that He would allow you to understand the scriptures as the Lord meant them to be. Not what Joseph Smith interpreted them to be. Not what anybody, including Bob Wise, myself, don't believe everything I say. You ask the Holy Spirit into your heart to guide you and to give you understanding of the scriptures the way the Lord meant them to be. And I believe with all my heart that you will then see Jesus Christ for who He truly was, is, and who He will always be. And that you will understand then what salvation through Christ truly means. And you will understand what it means to be a Christian for the first time in your life. Not following man, but following the Lord Jesus. That's the difference, see? You guys are following a false Christ, and you're also following man. You're following the church, not the Bible, not God. And that's where the discrepancies come in. You cannot follow man. You cannot follow this particular church of any kind. You have to follow Jesus Christ, Him and Him alone, to understand the scriptures. Read what the scriptures say, folks. Listen to what Jesus has got to say. I pray that you will understand the words in the Holy Bible and that they will open your eyes and open your mind to the true words of Christ, that you would be enlightened and that you would be overjoyed by what you've learned. Jesus will bring a joy into your heart that you've never felt before. And like I said, you'll still be able to do all the wonderful things you thought were important to you. Loving each other, sharing the gospel, having a good family, good family values. All them things are important in life. The difference will be that you'll be following the true Jesus Christ and have eternal life to look forward to with Him. I'll continue to pray for you, every one of you. I hope you've learned something. I hope you will allow the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to open your eyes. We're out of time. Thank you for joining us. www.forgottenword.org. Visit the website. Join our mailing list. God bless you. We'll see you later.